Chapter 9. The Sign of the Four.
Jonathan Small now sat in our boat with us.
I'm sorry that it has come to this,
said Sherlock Holmes.
So am I, he said. I promise you I never hurt Mr. Sholto. It was that little madman Tonga who shot one of his darts into him.
Have a cigar,
said Holmes.
You are going to come up to my rooms and tell me everything. I think I can help you. I think I can prove that the poison acts so quickly that Bartholomew Sholto was dead before you even entered the room.
He was, sir. I was ready to kill Tonga for what he did, but he ran off. This treasure has brought nothing but trouble to anyone who has ever owned it.
Athelney Jones returned from questioning Mordecai Smith.
He says he knew nothing about the Norwood murder, he said.
Our prisoner agreed.
No, we told him nothing. We just paid him a lot of money for the use of his boat. He was to get more money if we arrived at our ship at Gravesend. It was going to Brazil.
Dr. Watson, we'll take you to Vauxhall Bridge. You take the treasure back to Baker Street. Where is the key?
He asked Jonathan Small.
At the bottom of the river,
he replied. I landed in Vauxhall and took a cab. A policeman came with me. We stopped at Mrs. Cecil Forrester's house first. Miss Morstan was there alone. I went in with the box and put it on the table. Miss Morstan looked at the iron box.
Is that the treasure then?
She asked. Yes, this is the Agra treasure. Half of it is yours and half is Thaddeus Sholto's. You'll have a couple of hundred thousand each. Just think of that. You'll be one of the richest young ladies in England.
If I am, it is because of you,
she said simply. Not me. Sherlock Holmes, I said.
Tell me all about it, Dr. Watson,
she asked. She went white when I told her about the poison dart. It's all over. There is the treasure.
It's a beautiful box,
she said. I managed to force open the box. I threw back the lid. We both looked in amazement. The box was empty.
The treasure is lost,
said Miss Morstan calmly. I listened to her words and suddenly realized what they meant. Now there was no barrier between myself and Miss Morstan. Thank God, I cried. She looked at me.
Why do you say that?
She asked. Because now I can tell you how I feel, I said, taking her hand. I love you, Mary. The treasure stopped me from speaking, but now it has gone. I can tell you I love you. That's why I said, thank God. She did not take her hand from mine.
Then I say, thank God, too,
she said. One treasure was lost, but I had found another. When I got to Baker Street, I showed them the empty box. Athelney Jones was very angry.
You did this, Small, he said.
Yes, I did,
said Jonathan Small.
It's my treasure. And if I can't have it, then no one else can. No one has any right to it except three men who are in prison in the Andaman Islands, and myself. It belongs to the Sign of the Four.
We have not heard your story,
said Holmes.
We don't know if justice is on your side or not. Perhaps you can tell us.
So, Jonathan Small told us his side of the story.
When I was 18, I joined the army and was sent to India. I went swimming in the Ganges. A crocodile took my right leg just above the knee. I was in hospital for 5 months and came out with this wooden leg. I was only 20 and I could no longer be in the army. But I found work on a plantation. I was still able to ride a horse and I watched over the plantation and its workers for Mr. Abel White. I was happy to spend the rest of my life there. But then came the Great Mutiny.
The plantation was burned and I had to escape. I went to Agra. There was a group of British people there. We moved into the old fort at Agra. The fort is an enormous building with many passages and doors. I guarded one of the doors with two other men, two Sikhs called Mahomet Singh and Abdullah Khan. One night they suddenly took my gun and put a knife to my throat. "Listen to me," said one of them. "You are either with us or you die. Do you understand?" I did not have much choice, so I agreed. Then they told me about the treasure. They said that it was to be divided four ways, among us three and another man called Dost Akbar. We made a promise to each other. Then they told me about a rich man who put his most valuable jewels in an iron box. He gave it to a servant to bring to the fort of Agra to be kept safe until the fighting was over. The servant is disguised as a merchant and calls himself Akmet, they said. He's in Agra now and is trying to find a way into the fort. Dost Akbar is with him, and he is going to bring him to this door tonight. No one else knows he's coming, only us four. We will kill Ahmed and divide the treasure between us.